This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen's Good Day program, continuing a tradition of excellence with Jennifer Horn, who's here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program to check things out, to restore you, to heal you. I always love going to Van Morrison concerts, and at the end, the big black guy that plays the trumpet says, "Have you been healed tonight?" Well, there are lots of different ways of being healed. The radio program can be healing, or you could like to walk in the woods. You could like to go out in a boat in the middle of a lake. Great time to do that. You can be distracted by any number of things. I have a crow outside the window of my studio, and if you listen carefully, I like the windows open in the summertime, and this crow has been out there, Jay's very active today.
Jay has been crowing, or the crow has been crowing?
No, the crow is...
You know what? It all sounds the same anymore, doesn't it?
Crow. Well, there are some people who like the natural rhythm of things, the peace of being outside. That's why people take vacations in to places that they don't normally... They live in the suburbs, they live in the city, they want to clear their head. So they go to one of our natural parks, if you will, right? Take a vacation. Or maybe you don't have to take a vacation. Maybe you get the opportunity to go someplace, take your children for a walk, or go for a walk by yourself, find some woods, find a field, find a beach, find something to allow you to just separate yourself from, there's nothing from the daily stuff in life. I call it the refrains. You know how in music there's a refrain or a chorus? So there are lots of refrains in nature, and that caw that we're hearing from the crow is one of them, right? Caw, caw, caw. I'm not good at being a crow, but it's
You're better than you think.
That's good to know, Jennifer. Thank you. All right, let's look back at some of the stories from this past week. Seems like only a few minutes ago, and we were going through the talk radio roundup, the stories from, and I like to look at these things and sort of predict what we think the week ahead holds in store for us. Will we have more talk about ad nauseum Trump and his indictments? Yep, probably. Are we going to have more on Hunter Biden? Good God, I hope not, but probably. Presidential race, yep. The downgrade. You know what I saw that I thought was pretty compelling? When it came to the Russian-Ukrainian war, that over the weekend, the Chinese announced that they were going to curb exports of drones because they're being used by both sides. So what have we done? We've given the money to the Ukrainians so they could buy some of their own weaponry, and they've been buying drones made in China. Well, guess what? The Russians are using the same drones, and as they've been, these were not built, supposedly, according to the Chinese anyway, they weren't built to be used in war. They've been converted to military use by the scurrilous leaders in Moscow and in Kiev. Because the Chinese are, as we know, just the best country in the world, and they want to stay neutral. How many people, raise your hand, please, who believe China is neutral in the war between Ukraine and Russia?
I don't. No. Huh?
No. Mm-mm. Well, I didn't think. No. Well, so then what is all this about? Is this PR from the Chinese? Once again, Chinese making most of the drones in the world. Here we are still using them. That is American. I don't think the American drones are made there, but I don't know that. I would think that at this point in time, we would have made it a law to not, you know, we're making laws to keep the Chinese from buying companies, keep the Chinese from buying land. Why would we be buying Chinese drones for military purposes? Anybody got a good answer to that?
You would think we wouldn't, but...
You would think that. Yeah. Isn't there, or shouldn't there be a ban on all Chinese weaponry being used or allowed into the United States? They have to have a permit to come in here. When you ship something, there's a permit that's attached. You have to say what's inside the container. So why are we risking these high-performance weapons being brought into our country and sold, who knows, illegally, legally? Why should they be legal in the first place? Right? It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And yet we have all these people who are supposedly in service to America through our representative form of government that are ignoring these things. So I thought I'd pass that along to you in case you didn't know what was going on. And maybe you wanted to chuckle if you don't think the Chinese are connected to the Russians. Well, if they can make a buck, it's like the old-time weapon guys. They'd sell the same weapons to both sides, right? That's how it worked. So, anyway, am I off my toot now? Maybe I should be. Do I discredit myself, though, when I say something like that? What do you think, ladies? Was I authoritative? You believed what I was telling you about the drones, right? It was important that I tell that story. And then I chuckle about it at the end because people don't want me to be that serious. Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on that it isn't getting discussed, as is exemplified by the stories that are repeated every week on the countdown. And the names as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like sometimes it almost feels focus forced to look one way. Well, it's like the magic trick. Everybody's looking at one hand while the other hand is actually doing something else.
You know, what I didn't realize, and I didn't get into this, why would people care that Lizzo is being sued? I don't even know. I find her obnoxious, so I don't pay any attention to her, but that's just me. Maybe it's an age thing. What did she get sued for? What is her problem, or what's the problem? Anybody know? I can hear the deafening silence. But, oh, go ahead.
It's her dancer. You ask us a question, and then you don't stop talking, so we can answer.
All right, I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
It's her dancers that are saying that she was harassed. Sexual harassment, yes.
Are they male or female dancers?
I think female, at least a few of them. It's like three of them or four of them that got together and came and filed the harassment lawsuit against her. I don't know. Is it dancers who got fired who want to say something to try to get back at Lizzo, or is it some really big toxic work environment? Mm-hmm. It's hard to know.
Is it a situation that happened that they deemed wasn't okay? There was one situation where they were out of the country at a strip club or whatever, and there's something about bananas. And it seems like this could be a legitimate story in the sense of people out having fun and Lizzo as well, and please understand I'm not defending anything, but Lizzo as well as other people who are maybe in an authoritative standpoint go out with people and they look at them as friends, and friends harass each other and push each other sometimes to, like, do things.
Because a lot of times they don't have their own friends, so their dancers become their
and,
friends.
And they cross the line, which is not okay, but it's not done in a malicious sense, so it's one of those things of the
have you heard the story about the banana? Side. Yeah. If I started to talk to you about bananas, would you say that was sexual harassment?
It depends on what you're doing with them.
Yeah.
I like to eat them, frankly. I have a banana pretty much every day, and I never thought, well, I mean, yeah, you can use your imagination. There's always that. But, you know, there, it gets, that would be something that would be a sort of a teenage thing. It would seem to me you'd grow out of it. Maybe not.
It doesn't seem like this is a specific situation that will get Lizzo canceled.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't on the top of the list. I thought the fact that shooter, the synagogue shooter getting the death penalty was appropriate, even though we talk often about the death penalty and maybe we ought not to use it, but there are sometimes, I'm not a fan of the death penalty, but I think sometimes you use it. In this case, it took him too long to get justice. Well, he was sentenced to death. How long it'll take him to go through that remains to be seen. Right? So, okay, let's go to Florida, shall we? Everybody want to go to Florida?
Yeah, let's do it.
Raise your hand. So here's the story of Charles Gregory, 25-year-old man. I got rescued over the weekend when the Coast Guard found him drifting 12 miles off of St. Augustine. We're heard in St. Augustine, so I'm sure you folks are familiar with the story down there. This boat that he was in was largely underwater. So apparently this guy was 2 days. The sharks were circling his boat. Oof. He's trapped in it. I don't know why it didn't sink, because it was full of water, according to the Coast Guard. The boat was out too far. The waves were too high, and a wave hit the boat and kind of knocked it over. It didn't sink it, but you can see the pictures of this guy. Can you imagine 2 days in this half-sunk boat? Look at the pictures. You guys see the pictures?
I have not seen the pictures.
38.
A testament to fortitude, because some people.
But also, you can see the sharks. You can see the sharks.
They're just waiting for their death.
Yeah, right. You know, there are. We had the circumstance on the farm. We didn't have sharks, but I got a bull because it's time for the heifers to get bred. So they'll calf next spring.
So do it the old-fashioned way?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, the bull's the most. It's what we call the cleanup. The bulls get with the heifers and make sure that their work is done. But sometimes when a bull gets a little older or gets possessive, so I put him in a pasture with 14 heifers that all need to be, maybe 16, that need to be bred. And seemed to be quiet enough at the beginning, but then after a while, actually last night, folks went in to, I chopped a load of feed to bring into these heifers and the bull, and the bull started to do the hoof and the ground routine and snort and get nasty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. So,
does everybody live? Everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine, but that bull's going to have to take a trip today. I don't know where he's going, but he's not staying there. It's 18 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, social media time, things that are relevant in the social media world. Using the devices is one of the things. Do you ever use QR codes? Do you understand how they work?
Mm-hmm.
QR codes.
Yeah, I've used them before.
Well, all right.
A lot of times people, rather than give you a website or anything, they have the QR code posted and you bring your camera up and your camera identifies that it's a QR code and it gives you an option to push to go directly to the link and then the website comes up.
So how do you, but you're taking
like
a picture of it with...
I'm sorry?
Do you take a picture of it with
you? You don't actually take the picture. You just pull your camera up like you're going to take a picture, and your phone, your device will identify that's a QR code, and then a link kind of button thing comes up, and you just hit that. With COVID, and a lot of people are doing away with their menus, and some of them still have this on the table where it is a QR code on the table, and you just use that with your device, and it brings up the restaurant's menu for you.
Yeah, well, you know me. Although I think I'll try it. I'm going to get my phone and we'll rehearse this. Meanwhile, speaking of rehearsals, social media is still abuzz with the Zuckerberg-Musk fight or refusal to fight or not going to have a fight or whatever it is. Musk says that he isn't the one who's like a couple of 13-year-olds holding up the battle of the billionaires. He claimed that Zuckerberg is actually the one who turned down the fight over at the Colosseum in Rome, right?
But didn't the Colosseum say, like, hey, we never actually sent this offer. You are not allowed to do anything violent in the Colosseum anymore.
Right. No, you can't do it in the Colosseum.
Yeah. Well, Mark Zuckerberg recently said that Elon Musk isn't serious about this. They had everything set up, and then Elon Musk is like, well, I have to have a surgery first and all of this stuff. And now, yeah, Elon's claims are, I've given different options. Zuckerberg keeps saying no. I even said, like, okay, someplace safe like the backyard. And Finger pointing galore.
So, see, we have this whole business. He, I think it was Musk who said first that there was a fight opportunity in Rome because the city of Rome had offered up the Colosseum, which is one of the seven wonders of the world. Hello, I don't think so. So Elon says, Zuck just didn't want to do it. He declined.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, okay, well, let's go to Zuckerberg's backyard. Excuse me.
I feel like we'll know who the liar is in this when, if/when Mark Zuckerberg, who is wanting to fight in the UFC, if he has a match against an actual MMA fighter, then we know, okay, he was not the one afraid to fight.
No. So anyway, there's too much. It's fun, but it isn't. There's too much fighting. I think that the MMA is disgusting. Frankly, all the way they beat the hell, and boxing is disgusting. Somebody beating the hell out of another human being for sport? Sorry, I got no say on that thing. This is amusing in the sense that you watch these two boobs go back and forth with each other, and, you know, one's trying to out-muscle the other. Who's got more money? It's all that silly.
But can we just put them in a house? Like, just make it a reality show.
I suppose,
just
maybe.
Just put them in a house together, make it a reality show. There you go.
Uh-huh. And that's it. All right, and while we're here talking about these sorts of things, the Biden folks asking the Supreme Court to review two social media laws, both in Texas and Florida, they say these laws infringe on your free speech. The Solicitor General has filed a brief arguing that the Supreme Court ought to consider the technology group NetChoice's suit against both Texas and Florida. They have run afoul of the First Amendment with restrictions on how social platforms regulate and moderate content. I wonder about that. The two laws are different, but they have the basic bottom line of, you know, being involved in content moderation, as they call it. So what do you think about that? That'd be something to check on as far as Governor Abbott and DeSantis are concerned. All right, 28 after on Good Day.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding part of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio, let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Sipe City. Sipe City. Here we go. That's a New Yorker in Los Angeles. Sipe City. All right, here we are, 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. That's a bit of good news, and some more good news from a fellow, let's see here, who actually decided his name was Pennell Ames. Commercial fisherman, lived on Nantucket off the coast of Cape Cod, and he decided he was going to communicate with the rest of the world in a rather strange way. Strange way was to send lots of dark green bottles out under the ocean with messages in them. And so the latest person to find these messages in a bottle from this Nantucket fisherman, Cassidy Beach. She was the latest in a long list of people who've been walking along beaches around the world and found these bottles. So this one was down to the Turks and Caicos. But the bottles themselves apparently were tossed out between the year 2000 and 2006. Mr. Ames threw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these bottles off his boat.
That's really neat.
And they've washed up all over the place. Portugal, yeah. Spain, France, Ireland, England, Florida, all over the Caribbean, Canary Islands. There are 80 different people who have taken the time to remove the corks and read the letter and then write back to him. Wow. This guy's got a wife and a couple of children. They figured out how to preserve penned paper inside of glass. I think that's why they're dark bottles, right? Because the green darkness mm-hmm. keeps the sun from getting
yeah.
in.
And these are thicker bottles, so it'll take a little bit more effort for them to break, should they be pushed into something. Push up rocks.
Yeah.
And that has to be so cool, because you just never know when someone's going to find one. And not only just find one, but actually take the time to write back.
Right.
And when they get the mail themselves and they see something and it says
full
where
of
it was.
Things from people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, I think this is very cool.
Just to show that we can all easily be connected.
Yep. All right, speaking of that, I want you to teach me something. I just asked Jay a few minutes ago about QR codes. So this is going to be a teachable, as Oprah used to say, it's a teachable moment. All right, so you told me I've got my iPhone here in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and I've put it on to this QR code that I saw in a farm newspaper.
Do you have your camera open?
Yep, and I have it on the picture thing.
Okay, and is anything coming up?
It says QR codes on it in yellow with an arrow to the right. That's
and
all
hit,
is it.
Hit that yellow
hit
button
it.
Thing.
Okay, there you go. And so, oh, huh.
Look at that. Did it That's open?
Yeah. That's how it always works? That's how QR codes work?
Yes, it
you
is.
Do that? Really, that's simple, and I've been avoiding them for all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like...
You don't have to type in the URL yourself or anything. Yep, it pulls it up for you.
Huh. I was thinking of donating to a local politician, and so he sent me this QR code, and I said, what's this? What am I going to do with a QR code? Just give me the link to the site where I can kick a couple of bucks in. Well, why don't you just follow the QR code? And I said, well, I've never done that, and blah, blah, and then he started making fun of me. So I just said, I cut your donation in half. There we go. Okay. Life's little moments. All right. Let's get to some of these characters. I want to do some Ron DeSantis for a moment or two, just because oftentimes it's amusing, if nothing else. You know what they say about the radio or anything that you're listening to, watching, involved in. It should be entertaining. And entertainment finds all sorts of meets and bounds, shall we say. I find talking about DeSantis, even though I find him annoying, I find it entertaining to see what he's up next. You know, what's the latest thing he's trying to curb? So we were talking about the Supreme Court. What Biden has done is try to get the Supreme Court to look at what DeSantis is doing in Florida. And I guess there have been some who've tried to sue a company, a couple of different companies, for removing information about a candidate, because DeSantis, the bill at least, allows Florida to sue a tech company for $250,000 for removing political candidates from various platforms. You know, I don't know that I have a problem with this on the surface. You know, people keep throwing stones at Florida and Texas. I don't like either one of these guys in terms of what they do and, you know, in the greater picture. They wouldn't be guys I'd vote for, either one of them. But, you know, everybody's got a good day once in a while and comes up with a good idea. And I think that there is too much of this stuff. What was it we were talking about? in the last hour. You can go hear it at gooddayshow.com because the show plays all day, every day, in its entirety at gooddayshow.com. The suit from the guys, the Trump people, wasn't Target. It was something, because there was a suit about Target, too. But there's something else. Now it's escaped me. But it's one of these freedom of speech issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a lot of that. You know, freedom of speech is great depending on the eyes and ears of the beholder. You know, it's great to have free speech if you agree with everything that the people say. But if you don't agree, then you want to get rid of free speech. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You either have it or you don't have it. It either works or it doesn't work. So for all the people who want to shut down stuff that they don't agree with, you need to get a life.
Well, and I think the whole thing with the freedom of speech thing, with the exception of lying under oath or, you know, stuff like that, it's that you're not going to be put in prison for disagreeing with the government. You're not going to be put in prison for having a different opinion or anything like that. And again, unless it's like slander and somebody can sue. But when it comes to just the everyday talk and with people dealing with people, you are free to say whatever you say. You want to say. People are free to react and react.
Exactly.
React,
you want to get, they want to sue you? They can sue you. But
unfortunately, we live in a society where people are guilty by association. And if your freedom of speech is going to cost them money, they are going to sever ties.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. As long as we're with DeSantis, let's take another trip here with him. He says he's moved on from the conflict with Disney.
Shocker. Did he realize he wasn't going to be able to take on the mouse? You don't mess with Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Well, he picked a fight that he couldn't win. He looked foolish, sounded foolish, and was foolish to do what he did. So now to try to save face, he said when asked by a reporter, well, we're just moving on now. They're suing the state of Florida. He says they're going to lose that lawsuit. So he would say, drop the lawsuit. Well, that's convenient for him. He stopped talking to Bob Iger, who runs Disney. And so then there's a, but it's a tonal shift because he's falling behind Trump and any and all measures of popular approval.
Yeah.
And one of the problems is this kind of stuff.
He has other priorities he needs to focus on.
Yeah, well, he needs to, you know, serve the people of Florida, frankly, and that's what I always say about these people that are running for office that are getting paid to do something else. How do they get away with that? Gavin Newsom in California is always doing something that has nothing to do with being governor of the state of California. It goes on trips to China. All right, meanwhile, as we're talking about DeSantis and Republicans for a second, the eyes that are on Trump, he's been at the Iowa State Fair over the weekend. So people were there, and they were loving him, acknowledging him. The crowds were so large, they made it difficult, actually, to walk around the fairground during the time that he was there. I think that DeSantis was out there as well over the weekend, but nobody paid much attention to him. So,
I think I saw that story with DeSantis, that people were actually saying, go back to Florida. He did not get a warm welcome remotely.
He's done. He's finished. So anyway, but Trump's not, and it's sort of interesting to see how. I mean, think about this. Or I'll think about it from my life and my perspective on things. And it wasn't all that long ago. If you were indicted for something, there are politicians on both sides of the aisle that have been indicted. The House of Representatives. I can't think of any senators, but I can think of three or four or five. People that were in the House of Representatives that got indicted for various stuff, and that was the end of their career, at least their political career. Just the opposite for Trump. The more outrageous he becomes, the statements and the chaos that follows him everywhere. Looking at the numbers here, it doesn't seem to dent his popularity at all, at least not with Republicans. However, if you look at the total, I saw this poll, I think, last night on News Nation, the essence of the Republican Party versus the rest of the country, the Republicans still favor him. 48% of Republicans who were asked that are eligible to vote said they'd vote for Trump, no matter what. What did he say? I could walk down, I could go down Fifth Avenue in New York and shoot someone, and everybody would still vote for me. Right? That's as outrageous as that is, it seems to be kind of bearing fruit. So he's been indicted four times. You wonder whether a candidate who's facing 91 criminal counts, charges that he sought to subvert democracy and overturn the government, does he win the Republican nomination for the presidency? Does he have a chance?
Well,
so far, yeah.
The popular vote versus the Electoral College, too.
Yeah, well, that's another big problem that we don't seem to want to solve. We don't want to deal with it. It's kind of like the third rail of reality, the Social Security system, which, by the way, by all accounts, if you look at the numbers in the Social Security pot, they're going down because they're using money that they're collecting right now from Social Security, from people that, you know, are kicking into the Social Security system because the government has raided the Social Security Trust Fund. There's no money there. There's no money in the Railroad Trust Fund. There's no money in the Highway Trust Fund. There's no money in the Airport Trust Fund because they use it for other stuff. Then they increase the taxes. You have to pay more. It costs you $4 more to get get on an airplane now because the government's taking all the money. People don't even realize this. What's going on? You pay $4 more for every ticket that you buy to go on an airplane because the original airline trust fund that was set up taking 1.1% of your fare and using it to keep the airports up, the federal government spent that money for something else. Exactly the same as they did with the Highway Trust Fund. All that money, billions of dollars collected from gasoline taxes, federal gasoline taxes, gone, used for something else. And so the Social Security system, same thing. And that's going to be a huge, huge issue. And how it's dealt with, it ought to be a big issue now, but instead people are all just worried about Trump and whether he gets indicted. Anyway, by the way, a lot of the people that are around him are telling him to stay away from some of these events, but he says, nah, I'm going. So he gets in his plane.
If you want Donald Trump to do something, tell him not to do it.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's like a child in so many different
respects. He's like a millennial in a story.
Yeah,
and I'm
right,
a millennial. Yes. I'm allowed
manner
to say that.
Speaking. Yep. Anyway, so we move on, but it's just an interesting case study in humanity, isn't it, huh? It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-939-3179. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-939-3179. 800-939-3179. That's 800-939-3179.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
800-827-3433. Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever.
People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner and my friend Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. Does it bother you that I think you're my friend? Is that okay? I've never really asked you. But friends are
you're
friends.
You're actually the only person I admit that to, though, Doug.
Well, listen, Doug, that's good
Doug,
to know.
Doug,
Doug, who's that? All right, let's talk about Hawaii and what's happened to the dogs and the animals over there, because there have been some horror stories, and then there have been some other good stories. Under the circumstance, everybody wants to talk about or find out more about what's happened on the Big Island. And I guess dogs, I saw a couple of really stories about a guy who died trying to save a dog, and I'm not even sure the dog was his. What do you, when we put these pieces together of stories like this, what happens?
Well, here's the deal. One of my strongest affiliate stations for over 20 years is KAOI in Maui.
Yeah.
I've been on that station for umpteen years. My friend John, the owner, a good friend. And so this past Saturday on the Pet Show, I had the a spokesperson on for the Maui Humane Society talking about their wants, their needs, what was going on there, what isn't going on there. It's one of those situations where the devastation for both the people and the animals is just unbelievable. There's one story where a pet sitter, we were visiting someone's home during the day. They were away when the fire struck. She had their 2 dogs. She couldn't go anywhere. She had no option but to jump into the ocean with the 2 dogs.
Oh,
and
wow.
She jumped into the ocean with the 2 dogs. One of the dogs got loose and ran off back on the land, and they couldn't find it for days and days and days. The good news is it was reunited with their guardian. Just, yeah, they covered head to toe with burns. Just the dog's there. I posted a picture on my Facebook page, facebook.com/LaurenPetTalk, of a picture of a cat that's going to survive but totally burned. Mm-hmm. So the devastation is there. So here's the bottom line. When people ask, what can I do? What can I send? Food? Can I send this? No, what you need to do is send money to Maui Humane Society. And here's why. This is not going to be a weekly problem. This is not going to be satisfied in a month. This is a long, long, long range thing that has to be taken care of with these animals. So the bottom line is, if you want to make a donation, I recommend the Maui Humane Society, because I know the money's going directly to help the animals. But the devastation is just unbelievable. There's nothing they could have done. For example, I've been an advocate for years, Doug, of people in neighborhoods finding a person in the neighborhood that's generally home during the day, works nights, a senior that knows all the different animals in the area that could evacuate where I live in case of an earthquake, tsunami, yep. God knows what can happen Santa Monica. But they didn't have that kind of time. And it was just, so rapid. The fire was moving at a mile a minute. Mile a minute. Can you imagine? Yeah. So the devastation is incredible. My heart breaks for those people that lost their animals. And it's not just the animals, though, Doug. It's the entire economy, the rabbits, the other animals that live naturally, the bugs, the insects, all of that's been totally gone. Destroyed in Maui. Yeah. It's going to take centuries to come back.
Yep, right. What a sad reality. Yeah. I saw the story here. I have 14 or 15 different sources. I look at the LA Times, New York Times, Boston Globe, Washington Post, lots of the regular news sites, and the two Boston papers have stories about an animal rescue here in Beantown, helped two 30-pound shelter cats get healthy before they were adopted. I thought this was pretty interesting. The cats, a 3-year-old female and a 7-year-old male, were at the Animal Rescue League of Boston. They were not available for adoption until the folks in the rescue league, they worked on these two cats to get them back to health. I can't even imagine a 30-pound cat.
Yeah, when the average cat weighs 10 or 12 pounds, 30 pounds is 100%, right. 100% the weight of the cat should. And you know what? The same problems people have with overweight is the same problem that pets have. You know, diabetes, arthritis, all those same type of problems. But that's great. But you know, the other thing I take into consideration is so many people, Doug, will go to a shelter or a rescue, and the most important thing they have in their mind when they want to adopt a dog or cat is looks. I'm so tired of people. I was looking for a dog that was beautiful. I was looking for... You know what? You do not fall in love with the outside of a dog or a cat. Once you get that dog or cat home, 3 legs, 2 legs, whatever it looks like, doesn't make any difference. You don't fall in love with the outside. Ultimately, you fall in love with the inside.
I want to rescue every bulldog I see.
I've had people say, Warren, how could you have rescued that dog with 3 legs and he's deaf, he's blind, and has 1 ear? You know why? Because once I loved that dog, I had no idea any challenges the dog had. Yeah. Absolutely.
Same is true with humanity, actually. So anyway, one of the things that with regard to these two cats, one of the things that was a big problem was the matting of their hair, because they were so big, they had so much hair. I wonder, do you cut the hair on cats like you know, dogs? No,
I'm not a big fan of trimming any animal, because God knows what he's doing. He gave them hair for a reason. It keeps them warm, it keeps them cool. But brush it every day to keep the gnats away.
Brush ya. All right, that's the story. You can always check out what's going on with Ira. With Ira? With Warren at thepetshow.com. And try to listen to his program every weekend. It's full of great information, helpful and fun stuff. 59 past the hour, and good day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.